Now for your weekly rundown of the major transport and travel stories affecting us all in Norwich. We have decided not to mention TUI in this section, on the grounds that you could probably fly to Minorca before I finish talking. But don't worry, your favourites, First Buses and Roadworks, definitely have starring roles. And our favourite Norwich Roadworks are what Ruth starts us off with.
A busy city centre junction will close for 10 days as major roadworks continue in Norwich and controversial improvements to St Stephen's Street will now not be finished until next year. Surrey Street is set to close from September the 7th as part of works to repair the structure of the road at its junction with St Stephen's Street. Diversion routes for traffic that use this junction will be in place, and Norfolk County Council said every effort will be made to complete the works as quickly as possible. But Richard Flatt, owner of Just Cards in St Stephen Street, said the added road closures will mean more trade loss for nearby businesses. "It's unbelievable how long it's taken, especially with all the money spent on it," he added. "No one has spoken to us about how long they're staying here or whether it's going to affect Christmas trade. We've all lost a lot of footfall. It has been very difficult." Bus passengers are also advised to check with service providers for any alterations to timings, but all bus stops remain in line with current temporary arrangements. Once the Surrey Street works are complete, resurfacing will commence on St Stephen Street ahead of its planned reopening at the end of September. This is expected to take place from September the 20th to September the 29th. The Surrey Street Junction is also expected to be closed on September the 20th and September the 21st. In October, Red Lion Street will be temporarily closed for 1 week to allow an additional phase of work to be undertaken. The provisional date for this work is currently October the 14th to October the 18th. Any bus service updates during this period will be provided by operators near the time. Norfolk County Council has also reported that the new bus shelters planned for St Stephen Street will not be installed until a later date due to an ongoing global supply issues. A spokesman said the exact date of these works is still to be confirmed and they are likely to be taken place in spring 2023. "This approach ensures that we can reopen the street on time and with the majority of the improvements completed, while ensuring that Christmas trading is not impacted. We thank the public and the business and businesses for their continued patience while works is being complete." The planned roadworks are part of the £32 million Transforming Cities project currently ongoing in Norwich. Work is underway or has been completed on a number of schemes in and around the city, including St Stephen Street, the area around Norwich Railway Station, Tombland, South Park Avenue and Grapes Hill.
Repairs to a city centre bridge will see overnight road closures in place. St Crispin's Road in Norwich will be closed from 7pm to 6am for 5 nights, starting on September the 19th. The bridge parapet was damaged in a fatal accident in February, when a man in his 60s died after his car veered off the road and crashed into the River Wensum. The work will remove and replace the damaged steel railings. The road will be closed from the Barn Road roundabout junction and continue eastbound along St Crispin's Road, finishing just before the junction with Oak Street. Norfolk County Council say the work is being carried out at night to minimise disruption, and a diversion route will be in place to take eastbound traffic around the closure. Vehicles travelling west along St Crispin's Road will not be affected. The work, which will cost £30,000, will be carried out by Norfolk County Council's Community and Environmental Services Department and their contractors.
A city bus line is adding new journeys to replace the cancelled coach service. The first bus, Purple Line, between Norwich and Horsford will be gaining 4 additional journeys on Sundays. These are to replace a similarly timed service previously operated by Completely Coach. From Norwich to Horsford, there will be new journeys at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m, as well as from Horsford to Norwich at 1:45 p.m. and 3:45 p.m. These journeys will operate at slightly different times from the current Completely Coach timetable. The Monday to Sunday Purple Line services will operate unchanged. The Completely Coach service finished on Sunday, September the 4th, and the new first services will operate from Sunday, September the 11th. More information is available on the First Bus website.
A publicity blitz and education campaign aimed at teenagers have been launched to highlight the risks of illegally riding e-scooters following a rise in complaints. Widely sold and increasingly popular, especially among young people, e-scooters have become a common sight across Norfolk. But the only e-scooters that can be ridden on the road legally are those hired as part of government-approved trials, which have safety features such as speed limits of 15.5 miles an hour and automatic lights. In Norfolk, there are currently 2 rental pilot schemes, Ginger in Great Yarmouth and Beryl in Norwich, recently expanded to take in Wyndham. The issue of increasing numbers of children seen on scooters being used illegally was raised by Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Giles Orpen-Smelly at his latest accountability meeting, following concerns being raised by King's Lynn residents. Chief Constable Paul Sanford said, "There is public confusion of what you can and cannot do with the use of scooters, particularly in Norwich. Trials are taking place where people can hire scooters which can be legally driven on roads, whereas privately owned scooters cannot. The meeting heard that standard practice was for officers to stop offenders to check if they've been stopped before. If warnings have been ignored, enforcement will take place. Riders could receive a fixed penalty notice for no insurance, with a £300 fine and 6 penalty points. A fixed penalty point notice for no driving licence and up to a £100 fine and 3 to 6 penalty points. Other offences which may result in penalties include riding on the footpath, riding using a mobile phone, riding through red lights and drink driving. Last month, a teenager was charged with drink driving in connection with a crash involving an e-scooter in Norwich.
Engineering works to fix a serious flooding issue on the outskirts of Norwich have started. The drainage improvement scheme at Great and Little Plumstead is expected to take about 14 weeks to complete. Green Lane North will be closed while the work is underway and a diversion route will be in place. The location has been identified as a priority for flood alleviation measures by the Norfolk Strategic Flooding Alliance, set up following flooding issues experienced across Norfolk in late 2020. The current drainage system will be completely replaced with new gullies, additional and larger pipes, and pollution control measures. The works come nearly 2 years after a man and a woman were rescued from a car which was submerged in flood water under the railway bridge on Christmas Eve in 2020. The couple were dramatically rescued by a firefighter who waded through the water and broke a window to pull the people out.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Ruth Murray and myself, David Potten. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, another 3 lots of news, and a fabulous feature about Lord Nelson. Until next time, look after yourselves and enjoy part two.